Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio presents I Shouldn't Be Telling You This, But I'm Going to Anyway by Chelsea Devantes. Featuring a bonus chapter exclusive to the audio edition. This is the author, Chelsea. Hi. This is a work of creative nonfiction. The events are portrayed to the best of the author's memory. Some names and identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of the people involved. One day, I'll catch them, the memories, and I'll begin to tell stories. Me to my teenage journal, poetic as fuck. My darling girl, when are you going to realize that being normal is not necessarily a virtue? It rather denotes a lack of courage. Aunt Frances, Practical Magic. Young me. This book is going to start off very sad, and then it's going to get a lot happier. But before you get to the good stuff, you're going to have to make it through some tragic shit, just like I had to. Chelsea, unidentified time and place. The year, redacted, in the town of, redacted. I didn't want to have an ugly story, and for a long time, I thought I wouldn't have to, if I simply never told it. Over the years, I've tried many different things to leave the worst of my tragedies behind, but nothing has ever eased their grip on me. Not cutting off contact with old friends, not joining an improv cult, hell, not even when I got bangs. In fact, the tragedies in these pages probably delayed my journey to even getting bangs in the first place, which is unfortunate because they've always been my hair's true destiny. I might have even called this book Behind the Bangs, except it would give you the false idea that these chapters are filled with glib reckonings like, girly, it's called self-care. And while yes, more fun stuff is going to come later, I simply cannot begin my story anywhere but here, with what's actually behind my bangs. A sorrow-filled, ravenously pained anger. Where might all of this anger and sorrow have originated? Well, when I was redacted, boyfriend, redacted, shot at, redacted. So, since this is the audiobook, I guess this is the part where I tell you that there are black bars all over the first chapter, censoring and redacting many of the words. Don't worry, it's only in the first chapter and the last chapter. So what you're hearing now won't be the tone of the entire book, but unfortunately, it is what's happening in the first chapter. I mean, what the hell are those black bars doing in here anyway?
I was only trying to say that, redacted. Well, fuck. How am I supposed to tell you my goddamn origin story if it's gonna be fucking blacked out? Okay. Sorry for shouting.
Like I said, ravenously pained. Okay, how do I do this? How about this? At a time and place that will both remain unspecified, I fell in love for the first time. With that came a very disturbing event in my timeline, one that changed the course of my life for the far worse. Going forward in these pages, I'm going to call what happened the big, scary domestic violence thing.
Not because I want to, but because redacted.
We'll come back to these cute literary blackouts at the end of the book, where I can hopefully explain them a little better after I have calmed down. It takes me a solid hour before a Xanax reaches peak effect, so we should be good by then. The irony of all of this is pretty infuriating. I used to hate that anyone could know this part of me, and now I hate that you don't. Long before there were black bars in these pages, forcing me to keep...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?